Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
And now here is a guy who recently had to set a bedtime because he was going to bed too early. Your host, Maceo.
You're listening to Everything EHC, and we are now in music camp. I'm doing some final interviews before the sessions end here at the end of music camp, and I have a very special guest in here. I'm very excited to do this podcast with this guest. Please, sir, tell me who you are, where you're from, and how long you've been associated with camp.
I'm Bill Simpson, and I am now presently living in San Francisco, where I've been for almost 20 years, and I have been associated with camp since 2000.
What do you do here, Bill?
I'm the registered nurse for the summers.
Have you missed a summer in 19 years nursing?
I have not.
What? What keeps you coming back being a nurse at EHC? What is the driving force here, Nurse Bill?
Oh, the driving force. The driving force are the campers and their stories and how they inspire me.
Nice, nice. How long have you been a nurse?
I've been a nurse for 30 years.
How did you decide that you wanted to be a nurse?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
I think that I've probably always assisted people with various things in their lives, and I had worked as an OR tech when I was about 20, 21 years old, and I thought if ever I was going to go into something other than music, I might consider the medical field, and that's exactly what I did.
You mentioned music. How is music involved there? Did you go to school for music? Is that what's going
on? I did go to school for music to the State University of New York in Albany, which at that time had a wonderful music department and an opera voice program, and then I studied in New York with a teacher at the Juilliard School.
Very cool. And as a side note, I would mention that we are in music camp. We have a choral program. We've been working with Mariana and yourself, Nurse Bill. You've been definitely helping out a ton with our campers and building the confidence. It's really nice to have your expertise here on that. How do you feel about doing the music camp?
I've loved the music camp. It has allowed me to use some of my music background and education and voice, but mostly it's allowed me to work more with the campers one-on-one and in groups and listen to their stories, and they are always inspirational.
Back to the people again, Bill, right?
Yes,
back to the
absolutely.
People again. All right, so let's talk about this. What do you do when you're not at camp?
Oh, I do many things.
Tell us your real job.
My real job is I own a business in medical case management, RN medical case management, and I navigate and advocate people through the maze of the healthcare system.
I think I need to get a hold of you.
Yeah.
All right. What do you do in your spare time as a hobby? What do you like to do?
Well, I'm involved in other organizations, such as I'm the president of the board of the Independent Living Resource Center of San Francisco, which is the largest disability agency in the city and county of San Francisco, and that has been very fulfilling. I've been on the board 4 years, the president for 3.
Oh, wow. See, that's what I'm talking about. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
There it is.
There it is. I also work with a group that serves the homeless called the Wellness Center, or the Healing Well now in the Tenderloin. But I primarily work with homeless in my own neighborhood. And often I will take on one of the homeless people gratis for my business.
Unbelievable. That's very generous of you, Nurse Bill. You have some fire under you sometimes. You have some procedure and some policy things you like to follow. But deep down inside, you're a very giving, loving person, and you fit very well here at camp as a loving spirit up here taking care of the campers. And I didn't know that you're taking care of your homeless and part of that. That's a beautiful thing that you're continuing that that thought process even outside of camp.
Well, thank you.
Can I ask, would it be inappropriate to ask if you are visually impaired?
I am visually impaired, and I was diagnosed with eye disease at the age of 2 and then with diabetes at the age of 6. And both diseases have affected my vision. I was the kid that had the thick glasses and had to be in the front row to read the board. I was a kid that did not have good eye-hand coordination, but I was able to read, and that, I think, is what has allowed me to be an RN. I've worked on the floor as an RN, and I've been at camp here for many years, as well as many other backgrounds in nursing. And then I went completely blind in the 90s for 3.5 years. And it was a journey and a process of multiple surgeries to get my vision to where I could see again. I could read the finest print, but then I might walk into a table.
Sure, so, sure. That's how it works sometimes with vision, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that. And now specifically, let's go back to the Enchanted Hills concept here. You were here, what, 19 years ago? What year was that?
It was 2000, so 18 years ago.
18 years ago, okay. What was happening in 2000 that's different from this year? Or different from past years till now? Is that a good question?
I think it's a good question, but I think I might answer it a little differently to tell you more how I came here and
sure.
then how it's evolved.
Let's do that.
I was a monk, a Benedictine monk, when I lost my vision, and I had multiple surgeries in Santa Fe and in Albuquerque, and then my doctors felt as though some of the surgeries would be better done in San Francisco, and they gave me 2 doctors. One was a retinal surgeon, the other one was an ophthalmologist, and I got off the plane, and 2 hours later, I found myself in front of the Lighthouse for the Blind, and I did not even know where it was. But I decided I would go in because I could read even fine print, and said that I was an RN, and then the director of the camp, who is still the director of the camp, Tony Fletcher, heard me say that and said, "We need an RN at our summer camp. Would you talk to me more about it?" I did, and the rest is kind of history. I've been here ever since. My first summer here, I was just beginning to see, like I said, the fine print, and it was a very moving experience for me because I was really not in the world yet, in the sense of the city of San Francisco, but I wasn't in a monastery, but I was more that in-between space. And I remember Toning saying to me, bringing that point to me one evening and saying, you know, I think this is meant for your healing. And I wept when he said that to me because I knew that it wasn't just my physical healing, but more the continued journey of the healing of my heart. And that hooked me even more. And then watching the campers through each session, relating to them, watching them have so much fun. And particularly that year, it was the elementary session. And it was just a beautiful time.
That's an amazing sentiment. Thank you for sharing that story. It's beautiful. Even some emotion attached there, isn't there?
A little bit of emotion. Yeah.
Always emotion at camp. We have emotion at camp. It's nice. It's it's not like anything anywhere else, is it?
It is not. And people often ask, why do I come back? I come back because every year I'm inspired to be back, and I'm with my people in many ways. I feel it grounds me. It keeps me rooted, and each story that everyone has to share or just observing brings me to a place of grace and understanding and inspiration.
Perfect. That's perfect. That's exactly. Those are the exact honest answers and feelings that we're looking for to capture on this podcast, because it is everything EHC. And it's It's everything about it makes us feel the way that we feel when we're here. So I totally appreciate those comments. What did Tony look like 18 years ago?
He has not aged in my eyes over the years.
Have you?
I look 27 under bad lighting circumstances. Otherwise, I've aged a bit.
A little bit. Okay. You and Tony are like brothers, right? Very close.
I'd say we are very close friends. Yeah. And that's through, I think, just being personal friends outside of here, and also having worked as colleagues
sure.
for all of these years, we really balance each other, and I think in many ways as friends and as colleagues.
Nice. Well, Bill, is there anything that you want to say, like specifically we're to our listeners about camp, or say hi to somebody, or just something? Is there any expression? And it's okay if there isn't. I'm just giving you an opportunity to say whatever it is you want to say, and then I have one or two more questions for you.
What would I say to people listening to this podcast? I would say that Enchanted Hills Camp changes people's lives. It allows them to be themselves in an environment that everyone is on a playing field that's leveled. It inspires them. It calls their giftings out. It calls them to places that allows them to move forward in their lives, both through education and play and heart-to-heart talks with each other. And it builds a community that lasts a lifetime for many, many people.
That's exactly it. Do you see yourself, I know we've kind of joked about this before, at the end of the season being like, this is the last year, or do you see yourself ever stopping coming here, or does the process just continue for you at the end of this session? Are you thinking about next summer already, or do you just wait till it happens and know that you're going to be here?
A great question. I think it's a multiple kind of answers to that. And what I mean by that is I feel the pulse through the summer and what inspires me and what are my challenges personally. And every year that I sense more inspiration than challenge is another year that I considered coming back.
There you go.
And I have said to Tony and other staff members that the day that I am not moved by the people at this camp, the campers in particular, that is the day that my heart has become hard and it's time for me to move on. Mm-hmm. I also believe, though, I am older now and I've done this a long time, so I am always encouraging other nurses to join us, particularly nurses in their 20s, 30s, and even early 40s, any age group really, but so that they may grow and love this camp as I do and others, and pass on the baton for them to move this camp forward. So I think that's always in the back of my mind.
Okay, and this is a good platform to let people know that. There might be nurses listening to this, we don't know.
Absolutely.
So if you're interested in coming to Enchanted Hills Camp, you can just contact me on my contact page and I'll get a hold of Nurse Bill and we'll have you go through the process to be a nurse.
Yes. Yeah, and we would welcome
calling
you.
All nurses.
Yeah, we welcome you and you would love it.
Yeah,
love it
no,
here.
It's a great experience. So I'm going to do this for the whole world to know. I apologize to you, Nurse Bill. I goofed up, and I hope I've been able to make it up to you 100% by having you here on the show. You're a good friend, you're a good person, and you're a great family member here at EHC. I respect the policies and the spirit that you bring here.
As the RN, and I think all RNs are like this on some levels, we have a policy and a procedure. It's always about safety. And whenever I sense that something is not safe, even though it may appear safe to others,
right.
But from a nursing perspective, perhaps it's not. And we take everything very seriously.
Very serious.
But yet are playful. But when the rubber meets the road,
that's right.
It is the safety of the camper and of this camp that really reigns.
And that's what you're so good at. That's what I'm getting at, is there's a beautiful balance to how you approach things.
Thank you.
You know when it's time to be convincing.
Thank right. you.
And you know when it's time to be gentle and sweet and nice. And that's very good. We appreciate that very much. So you're a major part of this camp. You've had an incredible history and a very interesting story. I want to thank you for joining us and sharing this this information, being part of this podcast, being part of this camp, being part of my life. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it very, very much.
You're welcome, and thank you so much.
No, thank you. You've been listening to Everything EHC. This has been Nurse Bill Simpson's podcast show. We just learned a lot about himself and about camp, and we appreciate those sentiments very much. And you know how we roll here. I'm going to do a couple more before this session's over, so keep checking back. Thank you, Nurse Bill, once again. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And everybody, keep listening here to Everything EHC. I'm Maceo, your host, and we'll be signing off. Over and out.